Welcome to Get a Life, Balanced, where we share real tips about how to make, not find, time for those you love and those you don't. Oh, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hey, this is Cheryl. I am so excited to talk to you today. Remember when we talked about KTCs, kitchen table conferences, and we talked about that expectation sheet? We also talked about the Zitch List form and the Bullfight formula. Now, all of those forms are found on your website, which is www.getalifebalanced.com. So you can go there. But today, we're going to talk about the Zitch List and how to do in-house Zitch parties, whether they're personal or whether they're business. This is a great tool if you're leading a team. And you know what? I never have understood why we use great tools at work and don't come home and use them at the home environment. Every tool I have shared with you can be used in two ways, your personal life and your professional life. So this tool is especially good when people seem to be complaining a lot. I first used this technique with my children when they were coming home during the summer while school was out, complaining, "There's nothing to do." Don't you hate that? Or if you hear them say, "I'm bored." Seriously? So let's listen to our sponsor, and when you come back, I'm going to share with you the Zitch List. You may want to go get a piece of paper if you're listening to this somewhere where you can get a pencil and paper, but don't worry. Remember the forms on getalifebalanced.com. See you on the other side.
Hi, my name is Joy. Have you ever thought about owning a home in sunny Florida? I'd be happy to show you some great homes or condos in the Tampa Bay or Clearwater areas that are close to or on our beautiful beaches and convenient to great shopping and spectacular restaurants. How would you feel if you were able to watch dolphins jump or view magnificent sunsets from your patio or balcony or enjoy some challenging golf courses in Tampa, Palm Harbor, or Tarpon Springs? If that sounds great to you, visit my website at findtampabayrealty.com or email me at joy@findtampabayrealty.com. Whether you want to be a part-time or full-time resident, or maybe you're an investor who seeks a great deal, I can help. Contact me for more information. Connecting buyers and sellers with Joy.
All right, welcome back. I am so excited. We're going to share the Zitch List. This is a great tool that I use in so many different ways. You know what? Here's what you're going to do. If you don't have a piece of paper, I want you just to visualize. You visualize a piece of paper and you're going to put a large T on it, capital T on it. And on the top left-hand side, I want you to put a minus sign. And on the top right-hand side, I want you to put a plus sign. And don't forget, if you're not doing that now, you can go to getalifebalanced.com and the form is printed there for you. Just click on forms and you'll find the Zitch List. Now here's what you're going to do with that piece of paper, the Zitch List paper. On the left-hand side, you're going to start listing all the things people are complaining about or you complaining about on the minus side. Now, this is a great tool that I use with companies, and I always say if your company is moving along smoothly, you can do a Zitch party every quarter. However, if you're managing change, if there's a lot of, you know, maybe there's layoffs, maybe you've implemented a new system, then you're going to want to do a Zitch party every month. At least every month, maybe every week until you clear the air on what people are complaining about. Let me tell you how important this is to do. See, when people complain, most of the time they're not going to complain to themselves. They're complaining to other people, and it can create this negative energy. And you've heard the old saying, one bad apple, what? Spoils the whole bunch. So this is a way to empower people to be problem solvers. So Let's say, let's take an example. I had a client company who was doing a move, and they moved into a new building, and everybody was, you heard this kind of underlying complaining, okay? They didn't like the colors inside because it was change. Do you think most people like change? Absolutely, they do not. Why? Because it feels like it's done to them instead of with or for them. They don't like to be out of control. So people were complaining about, oh, there wasn't enough parking. Oh, the colors were really bad in the building. Oh, the temperature wasn't proper. Do you think that affected the productivity of the company? Absolutely it did. So this is when you hold a zitch party, because it clears the air and it brings out in the open all the garbage and negative things that have been talked about throughout the building. So, and listen, maybe you're like me. You know, part of the problem with life balance is learning how to shut your mind off. And I have oftentimes a hard time going to sleep at night. So my husband would poke me and go, zitch list. Because he knows I keep a piece of paper. I have a notebook by my bed, and I could simply grab that piece of paper, put a big T on it, and start dumping all the things I was worried about, all the things that were running in my mind, and dump them on the left-hand side. So on the left-hand side of this company were the lists. You know, the parking is bad, the building is cold, the colors aren't pretty, the walkways are loud when you're walking in the halls, all those types of things. And you allow them to put anything on that list. Now, if you're doing a departmental meeting, or even if you're doing this with your family, here, you have to ask this question at least twice. Ready for the magic question? Is there anything else you would like to add to this list? Again, are you sure? Is there anything else you would like to add to this list? Why is that question so important? Chances are, in your team, whether it's personally or professionally, we see an issue that we think we can fix, and boom, we get off right onto that situation and we start fixing it. But the problem is, we didn't clear the air of all the issues. And after your meeting, if you quit too soon and you do not ask that question, people are going to be grumbling again, complaining again about something else, because you didn't give them the green light to list any and all the things they want to list on the left-hand side of that paper on what's not making them happy. All of their complaints, all of their concerns goes on that left-handed side of that piece of paper. All right? When you're finished, then you ask them this question. Take a look at that list on the left-hand side, and those items you can control, move over to the plus side. Wow. Just think about that a minute. With all my years of doing this, most of the time we complain about things we have absolutely no control over. Now think about this. If I was doing this in a hospital, for example, and I was doing this at an apartment level, most of those things, if anything, could not be moved over, because these are employees, not leaders of the company. So they have no authority to change the colors of the building. They would have no authority to add more parking spaces. They would have no authority to change the linoleum that's on the walkway that's loud when people are walking down the hall. And yet they're wasting time complaining about things they cannot control. Is that hitting home to some of you? Now, if I was holding this meeting at a C-level meeting, for example, I had CEOs, CIOs, CFOs in there, or a manager, which of course we don't like to use the term manager, who wants to be managed. We prefer to use the word team leader. So if we were doing a team leader meeting, absolutely some of those things would be in the control of those decision makers, and then they could actually do something about it. This is a great tool to use even with your kids. You know, when they come home upset about what's going on at school, pull out a piece of paper, put a minus side on one of the T's, put a plus on the right-hand side, and ask them what's bothering them. You know, there's a lot of bullying. There's a lot of Facebook postings. There's a lot of things going on in school. You need to find out what's bothering that child. You know, maybe they're upset about the homework. Can they control that? No, they can't move that over to the other side. Maybe they need to figure out what can I do? Because the reality is you can't control the weather, other people's attitudes, paychecks, the quality of stuff that's on TV, what kids say to you. There's a lot of things we worry about that we have no control over. And so the simple answer is, if it's out of your control, hey, let it go. Go focus your time and energy on the things you can control. Now, that's pretty powerful stuff. Again, if it's out of your control, let it go. If there is something that can be moved over, then the next question is, hey, what are you going to do about it? And this empowers that person to come up with solutions to solve their own problem. We've been hearing for years about how important self-empowerment is. And I often hear, well, people don't want to be self-empowered. Some of that is true, but most of them have not ever been given tools to know how to solve the problems. So that's why they look to you, or they look to their boss, or they're looking to someone else. We need to empower our children, our employees, and ourselves with a great problem-solving formula and start looking at solutions instead of looking for other people to fix our problems. When I do a managing change seminar, we use this tool to help people focus on the things they can control. Companies will hold zitch parties once a quarter or once a month, depending on the severity of the attitude or fear atmosphere that they're developing in their staff. So if your team or family members aren't familiar with the nine different ways to problem solve, the great thing is the next step we're going to talk about is a four-step problem solving formula that I call the bullfight. It's a great tool, simple to use. Anybody can use it. And of course, you're going to use it for yourself. You're going to teach your team members, and you're going to share it with your family. Why? Because it's all about getting your life balanced. Don't forget, you can email me at Cheryl, Sheryl, at Cheryl.com. Go to the website and become a Facebook fan, and you can post and share your ideas that you're getting there too. Thanks so much, and I'll see you or talk to you at the next podcast.